That's because I just get a little wild and it's time for a snack break.
Sing you.
Oh my god, you're gonna serenade me?
Okay, let's just hear. A quick little song. Take a look at what I cooked, an eating rainbow. That's the song. Do you like the song?
Oh my god, I think if I were to ever have like a PBS show about how to eat more vegetables, that
with It'd puppets, be that.
It would be
with
that.
Puppets. An eating rainbow.
Oh my god.
I hope everyone loved this. That.
I loved it, so that's all that matters. Okay, let's get so that put on a t-shirt. Screen printed on a shirt. Eating rainbows.
Okay. So the reason I'm not just singing that to be annoying. Well, I am a little bit, but there's another reason. It makes sense. So Caitlin, would you like to tell everyone what this snack break is about?
Yes. Quite simply, here are some tips for eating the rainbow. Not Skittles.
And not in a Skittles way?
Correct.
Not Skittles. Yes. More in a like vegetables sort of way. Awesome. Okay. Well, hello, listener. You're listening to the Average Climber podcast. I'm Lauren. I'm a certified personal trainer and climbing coach, and I'm here with my dear friend, Caitlin.
Also, Lauren, you are a would-be music extraordinaire.
Would-be. I dream of being the Weird Al of rock climbing. And
you
someday
are.
I will hopefully make that dream come true. More in the like writing parody songs kind of way. I don't aspire to have Weird Al's hair. I want more, less frizz, more smooth. But the singing, yes. Okay. Perfect.
Great. Love it. I'm Caitlin. I'm a certified nutrition specialist, and I'm going to talk to you about my favorite ways to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, eating the rainbow, as it were. And
yes,
hopefully you find these helpful or can at least take one with you forward and try it out. So that's where we're
okay.
at.
I love it. I'll also say that part of me wanting to do this episode is like asking for a friend. No, but I am embarking on a fun, silly journey to trying to eat 2024 servings of fruits and vegetables in the year 2024, which has been really fun. And I've noticed that my silly little goal has definitely caused me to eat more fruits and vegetables and like give a shit and keep track of it better. So like it's been kind of fun. But Caitlin, what are your three tips for eating more fruits and veggies? Let's start with your first one. What's number one?
Okay.
These are in no particular order, by the way, listener, but we're just going to fire them at you.
Yep. So my first tip is actually to make a list. So if you were to say, okay, I'm going to have you can do this mentally, Lauren, if you want to, or if you happen to have a piece of paper and pen next to you, great. We're prepared.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. Yes.
So two columns. One is veggies. One is fruit. If you thought about every
Where
single...
does tomato go? You is could... a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? I don't fucking get it.
So
what's the answer?
Even though it's like classified as a fruit, I refuse to call a tomato a fruit. So that will always be veggie to me. But
Live
your life, listener.
Great. It wasn't called Fruity Tales. It was Veggie Tales. Bob the tomato was in it. Okay. But I guess they did have blueberries in it. So that argument is null. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. I'm glad to hear your opinion on that. I was like, I need a professional's opinion. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes are a mental conundrum. Okay.
I would never eat one like a peach. I would never eat one like an apple. It just feels incorrect.
It's wrong.
I digress. But
okay.
If you were to think about
so make a list of fruits.
Yeah, if you were
to
make a list, like rattle some off to me. Like what are your favorite fruits and vegetables?
Okay, I love mandarins. I like cucumbers.
I literally would never have guessed that you right out the gate would say mandarins.
Well, okay, because I thought they were clementines, but there's a difference, as my one of my friends kind of rude, educated actually? Me. It is rude, but you know what? Mandarins taste way fucking better.
They
clementines
way
are
harder.
Embarrassing. Yeah. They sure do. The
clementines
little,
are the
yeah,
little brother that wishes they could. Anyway.
Yeah. No, wait. I think I've told this story, but like, yeah, there was one time I ate a clementine that was so flavorless. I literally like thought I had COVID because I was like, oh my God, I can't taste the orange. And then I was like, Mike, do I have COVID? And then he like tried it. He was like, no, this is just like the shittiest clementine ever. So anyways, mandarins
it's like
for
a,
the win.
A designer group of mandarins. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
We
yeah. Yeah. let's see. What other veggies do I like? I don't know. I feel fine about carrots. Carrots are fine. Peaches are great. Love a mango. Berries also great. I like anything expensive. Asparagus, but only the skinny kind. yeah. I like a lot of stuff. Broccoli's fine. Broccoli's
you like peas,
good.
Right?
I like I'm really medium about peas.
You're
they're
really medium.
They're convenient.
Mike
likes to over pee things. He'll like take a delicious pasta and be like, put 8 pounds of peas in it. And I'm like, no, I want to
taste
like, butter.
Yeah. What
no.
if we didn't do that actually?
Yeah. Like stop.
It already has a fruit on it, Michael. It has tomatoes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. So yeah, I like a lot of stuff. There aren't many like fruits or vegetables that I like. I'm very anti-banana. I think the texture's weird. I don't like it.
Fair.
But other than that, there aren't many things I like don't like. So I think I'm in a good place in terms of liking stuff. I feel bad for people whose parents were like, vegetables are optional, and then they get to be adults and they're like, cool, I hate all of these because no one taught me to like them. So that's neat.
Yeah, it's like you're 30 and you're still eating like hidden veggie crackers and chicken nuggets.
Correct. Yes. I'm like, that sucks. It's not totally your fault, but also you do need to learn to eat a vegetable. So
I'm to be honest with you, like I think that pressure, right? Like I don't know if you grew up in a house that was like, you can't leave the table unless you finish your peas or whatever.
100%. Yes.
That's like so tragic because it teaches kids that they have to force themselves to eat things that they don't understand why. And I think it can create a lot of like icky, uncomfortable situations as an adult.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but it's like the hidden peas story where like my mom would tell, yeah, like every day she was like, oh my God, good job, you ate all your peas. And then one day
you're like, bitch, they are under the couch.
Bitch, they are behind the recliner all in a row. I got my peas in a row. So
I can't believe you did that. It's so funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I was so
knowing
a
what you actually
anyway,
like is important.
Yeah. Knowing like a list of things that you like, and I know it sounds very like like grade level one with listing your fruits and vegetables. Like I obviously know what I like. Honestly, you might not. You might like go to the grocery store and be like, I've never heard of a vegetable a day in my life. I've never even eaten one. I don't know. Because like it kind of creates this sense of panic. If you look at all of them and you're like, too many choices, decision overload, I'm going to leave with a bag of chips and that's it. And I forgot everything else.
I mean, it wasn't until you asked me that I realized, I'm like, you know what? I don't really like eating raw carrots that much. Like, why do I keep fucking buying those? I'm like, I don't really like it. Like, it's just like super I'm like, just buy a cucumber. You like those. So anyways, that was a helpful question because sometimes we're like, well, this is good, so I'm making myself like it. But if your goal is to eat more of it, that doesn't,
like
making yourself
you
like something doesn't feel like a good place to start.
Yeah, like if you're like, you know what, I actually don't really like that many. These are the three that I'll consistently eat and I find enjoyable to eat. That's great. That's your list.
Start
like you
there.
Yeah, start there. Expand if you want to. But there's no rule that says like you have to eat kale to be a centenarian. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's a whole lot going on there.
Big facts. Okay. So that's number one. Make a list of what you currently like. Make a fruits list. Make a veggies list. Okay. Perfect. What is your second tip, Caitlin?
Second tip is to assess your challenges. So by this, I mean, I want you to think back to like why you find it challenging to add fruits or vegetables to your daily diet. Is it time, like time to prep, time to buy, time to cook? Mm-hmm. Is it the cost of fresh produce? Is it a concern with needing a certain quality, like a preference, but the other two things are also still an issue? So if I were to ask you, Lauren, what you think is your biggest challenge with getting more fruits and vegetables in your day, what would you say that is for you?
Okay, so I for sure like largely prefer, if I'm going to eat veggies, I like them like cooked and prepared, but then I don't always have the time to do that. So that's like definitely the biggest thing for me is just like time and really not liking preparing things.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And I think having the time to prep things is like one of the biggest things I hear, because like you have a whole full day, and like, yes, while it would be wonderful to have roasted vegetables like really tasty every night, it's not always the most realistic thing. So I think being aware of that is a good way for you to sort of like reconcile how to make that easier, whether it be like prepping a whole bunch of veggies at once when you do have time, and then you can heat up the leftovers other days of the week. Maybe you opt for convenient options like canned or jarred or frozen produce that, like, yes, of course, some of it you would have to like quickly cook, but hopefully it would be like you throw it into something and it could be like, you know, something you don't have to think about. Or is, if it's something where like you're concerned about cost, you know, you might look for more coupons, you might look for different deals of the week, maybe you buy seasonally. You know, I think there are a lot of things that go into play there, but being aware of what might hold you back the most can help you start to bring awareness to like how to plan around that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Like going back to the mandarins example, like I realized I was like, oh, like for example with lunch I was like not doing anything very fruit or veggie heavy. Well, I was like, well, whatever, I can at least like have a mandarin on the side of this, and then bada bing, I've had like a serving of a fruit or veggie here. And I, if they don't, mandarins are so easy. They don't need to be refrigerated. They're tasty. They take like 2 seconds. You just have to like peel them open, and then voila, there's like no preparation required. It's
so
easy. And they just live on the counter, because, and then you can see them and be like, well, fuck it, I can at least eat one of those. So,
well, it's funny you bring up mandarins, because oranges for me, it's like that extra level of having to peel it that
you're like, no.
Well, yeah, like, okay, we were joking. I was with a friend at Waco Tanks, and she was like, oh, here's the orange that's been on tour for days and seen every mountain. Time to go back to North Mountain, because she kept it in her bag for multiple days and was like, I just cannot eat this. And
I mean, climbing is different, because I do not want to get my hands covered in like orange stuff
juice,
because then like you can't wash your hands. Like, no, that's definitely an inside snack.
Inside snack with like the ability to wash your hands after. But also I find it like having to peel it, or if you bite into it to peel it, it's just like I will opt for anything else besides that. So
yeah,
I would like think long and hard about like the challenges that you face, and if it's out climbing and it's a totally different story, think about that.
different Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it sounds like, okay, so for number two, the thing is like, try to meditate on what the actual barriers are. And then instead of envisioning yourself as a perfect person that schedules 90 minutes to cook yourself lunch in the middle of the day, like don't do that, and then pick real solutions that will actually solve your, you know, help you with your vegetable and fruit barriers.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the third tip, Caitlin? Third and final tip.
The third and final tip, I actually think builds on both of these first two steps, because like you can know what you like and you can know your challenges, but if you're like, okay, I know these things, now what? It's like,
yep,
you kind of need an action. So for me, I think step three is simply start adding. And by that I mean, okay, think about your meals, your snacks. Pick one during the day that you rarely have a vegetable at or a fruit at and try adding it here. So like, for example, the way that I would do this, this is my like very bougie example, but I love broccoli sprouts and I love blueberries. So that would be on my list. If I had to say a challenge, it would be that I really like to have things that are grab and go and don't need to be prepped at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe washing blueberries, but that's like a whole other thing. And then when I think about starting to add, breakfast used to be a meal for me where I never had fruits or vegetables. It was kind of like pretty basic beige colored, which is fine. But this was where I started first. So I would have eggs with broccoli sprouts on top, my toast, and then I would have my blueberries on the side. Or I would do my avocado toast, and then I would also add the broccoli sprouts on top with my blueberries on the side. Like thinking about places that you wouldn't normally have things and literally just throwing a vegetable in that you like, even like pasta sauces, shred some carrots in there, get some like super easy onions and garlic, those count. Tomatoes certainly, if you're on the fence between fruit or vegetable, you could have it all.
Yes. No, I think that makes so much sense. Like something that I definitely, when I, you know, like, I like having some kind of thing with hummus around, because if I'm like making a frozen pizza or some shit, I'll be like, okay, well, frozen pizza is not like my finest moment, but you know what I can do is put a scoop of hummus and
back up. Frozen pizza rules. No judgment.
Frozen pizza does rule. The gluten-free frozen pizzas are both expensive and vaguely depressing. some of them are better than others. So frozen pizza is great. I just wish it was tastier.
I know. Yeah. Some of them could be better.
For sure. But when I add like, you know, when I have like a little bit of like cucumber and hummus on the side, I'm like, great, full meal, we did it. So yeah, I feel like there's so much stuff that you can just like buy and add. Like I think going the no prep route, if it's really like, you know, like things that are super easy to just be like, okay, this meal does not have anything, and just toss a veggie or a fruit next to it that, you know, counts and maybe doesn't perfectly match, but like who gives a shit. Yeah.
I mean, I've even
sprouts are also a great example.
Right.
Like, sprouts are so easy.
So easy. And you don't have to cook them. They're just there, which is really nice. And like, I'll do things like this too with, let's say I make like a breakfast taco and I've run out of sprouts and it's literally just like a tortilla with eggs and cheese. And then like, I'll add salsa, and then I'll also add like, I have jarred, fermented onions or pickled onions.
Oh,
Jeebus.
Yeah. Yep. And then you can just add those.
Yeah, things like that. Like, it really doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to overcomplicate it to succeed in adding fruits and veggies to your day. And, like, look, you can go a whole day without eating a fruit and vegetable, and, like, you will be okay. I'm not saying it's a long-term solution, but preferably we'd like to have them every day just because you get micronutrients from those foods, and we do want those. And then getting variety is also part of getting more micronutrients, and that's, you know, part of something we call like food synergy too. It's like how food interacts with each other and how it's digested and absorbed. So like those things do matter. But you don't have to think about it if you're just able to add fruits and vegetables here and there and make it really simple for yourself. So if you were to say like, okay, where should I start? Just start with this list. Like, build as you go. Make a list of things that you like. Then figure out, okay, what's actually stopping me from making this happen? And then just start adding where it feels like you could. That's it. Just keep it really, really simple.
I love it. That's awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you, Caitlin, for these three wonderful tips. Before we close this thing out, do you have any announcements you would like to make?
I would say that if you are like, where am I at with my nutrition, then this is a good opportunity to remind you that I have a freebie called the Rock Map.
It'll help you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if we've actually talked about it yet, if it's depending on when the snack break comes out. But if you're like, yeah, I've already heard about that and you haven't gotten it yet, what are you waiting for? Go get the Rock Map.
Do the Rock Map. It's going to take you like less than 30 minutes. It's free. Yeah. And it's going to give you a really good idea of like where the obvious gaps are in your nutrition. So go do the Rock Map. The link is in our show notes. Okay, cool. Well, I think we can leave it at that. Until next time, listener,
keep it
average.
That was pretty good.